6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, joined now by ESPN's Gabe Neitzel. I see you looking at the radar there. What time's golf?
Yeah. No, I don't have golf today. Okay. Right. I don't actually have golf today. Okay. Yeah, no.
Hey, how about Brewers manager Pat Murphy pulling a guy mid at bat? You don't see
again?
A lot of that.
Again. And the last time, the last time they did that, Brandon Sproat ended up in AAA and he's been throwing better. But I mean, it's on a day where you are spotted a 6-0 lead in the first inning, as a starting pitcher, you just have to pound the strike zone. And if they hit it and put it in play, that's what happens. You just cannot be giving away free base runners when you build a lead like that, because that's how teams come back. So when you throw over 50% of your pitches outside of the strike zone, I understand why Murph was frustrated. And especially since they're going to be going to a 5-man rotation, you know, after this stretch of games is done, and then they have the off day on Monday, going to be going to a 5-man rotation. They need Robert Gasser to be better than he was yesterday, because it's an important stretch right after this. I mean, it's an important stretch really starting, you know, with the series today with the Braves, and they've got 7 more against the Cubs. Gasser has to be better than he was yesterday, even though the Brewers got the win.
What's awesome about Murph is that for as much as a player's coach as he appears to be, and we think that he is, right?
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He also does not suffer any fools when it comes to what's happening between the lines.
Well,
it,
he has an expectation. You have to meet that expectation. Now, some guys will get, you know, I mean, Gasser hasn't built up the equity, say someone like Christian Yelich is, right? So Yelly's going to a long leash and try to hit his way out of it because, well, the dude's a former league MVP. But, you know, I think that when he's trying to set an expectation, he expects you to live up to that expectation. So that's why we've seen that a couple of times with some younger pitchers. Hey, this is the big leagues, man. We can't be messing around. We can't be doing this. You know, we have to each and every day live up to the expectation that we set.
Meanwhile, tonight, let's get to it. Hold on. There's a button that I got to press
here. Technical difficulties.
Here it is.
And now, here's our expert Gabe Neitzel's prediction of everything that's going to happen and the exact score of the game.
Why don't you just tell me the score of the Packers
preseason
game?
I mean, it is. I'm branding this as a Super Bowl 32 rematch.
Oh, game. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. 30 years in the making.
Time for revenge.
I mean, look, the starters expected to play around 2 series tonight. Packers hoping to get, and it's a little bit, not much, because it's only 2 series of LaFleur kind of, hey, let's get our starters some work in some of these preseason games. Now, next week, of course, when they're home, if you're going up to Lambeau Field, don't expect the starters to play because they've got the joint practice. Right. So they're hoping to get the starters' work done during that joint practice that they want to get done for that week. But I think, you know, you want to see some signs of life. It's going to be a good test. If the Broncos are playing some of their guys, they can generate a good pass rush. Okay, offensive line's been a big conversation during training camp. How do you hold up? Can you give Jordan Love some time and get the ball to, you know, Matthew Golden, Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, et cetera? So that's what I want to see from the offense tonight. I want to see how they look against a defense that was really good last year and how that offensive line holds up.
I'm watching Trace Mack again. I mean, that thin air, he's going to trot him out there for 65 yards. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, and that's going to be good. Something we're all watching all season long.
If he misses, you say, well, it's 65 yards. If he hits, oh my God.
I mean, that was a big confidence boost to hit 258 yarders. Of course, one not counting last week, but hitting 258 yarders certainly boosting his confidence.
Good to see you, my friend. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.